Access granted. Wow. It's cowboy time.
When I heard Ron Keel, I was like, whoa, no way. That can't be Keel. That can't be Ron Keel, the lead singer at Keel. You know, I was freaking out. Because I want to be a
cowboy, baby. I am just a cowboy.
Cowboy.
Oh man, it's always good to hear your voice on the radio. I know exactly what time it is. It's Ron Keel time!
Good morning, you sexy devil.
The boy is bound to get dirty when he's playing cowboy.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Eddie Trunk, and you're listening to my old buddy, the rock and roll outlaw, Ron Keel.
Welcome to the Streets of Rock and Roll with your host, Ron Keel.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's do this. Your fearless frontman, the Metal Cowboy, reporting for duty.
Ground control, Metal Cowboy, you're cleared for takeoff.
Time for me to clock in and rock out. Let's spend the next hour enjoying a heavy dose of brand new music and talking the rock with my special guest, Wolf Hoffman from Accept. We'll also hear from guitarist Jimmy Bell from Autograph and crank up their new single. I've got a couple of cuts from bands you may not be familiar with, but I think you'll like them, so grab something and hold on. Trust me, I got the wheel. And as always, I appreciate you riding shotgun. I know many of you are familiar with my personal history with German heavy metal legends, Accept, as Keel was the opening band on their first U.S. tour in 1985. We'll talk about that and lots more with Wolf Hoffman in the next segment as they get set to embark on their first U.S. tour in 10 years. So lots to get to. On social media recently, former Rainbow vocalist Joe Lynn Turner has been getting a lot of attention for, I don't know what you call it, coming out, being real, taking off the wig. And a welcome consequence of that is that his new music is also getting a lot of attention. I'm going to rack him in the pole position this week. We all grew up on the Street of Dreams. So welcome back to the radio, Joe Lynn Turner with his brand new single and the title track to his forthcoming solo album, Belly of the Beast.
Station.
this is Mike from Hearts and Hand Grenades, and we're on the streets of rock and roll with my man, Ron Keel.
Right now, I'm excited to play the new single from Autograph. Let's get that set up by checking in with Autograph guitarist Jimmy Bell. Hello, Jimmy. How are you?
My buddy Ron Keel. How are you, my friend?
I'm turning up the radio with the brand new single from Autograph, and I'm going to get you back on the show in a couple of weeks. We'll do a full interview at that time, but for now, tell us about this new track called This Ain't the Place I Want to Be.
When I first joined, right off the bat, like, you know, before I even, like, really ran the whole set, I wanted to play them some stuff I was working on. And they were like, wow, you know, we weren't expecting this, you know. So it started that long ago when I first, you know, joined up with them 3 years ago. And this track in particular, I wanted to kind of grab a little bit of the essence from the early days of the band, but keep it with the modern sound that we're doing now. So I wanted to, you know, keep it current and add a little bit of the flavor from the old days. And it seems to be going over great. Of course, sadly, this is all Randy Rand's last recordings. So, you know, the whole, everything's dedicated to him and his honor. And, you know, it's, I miss him terribly. He was a great man. So everything goes to him. And, you know, we love him dearly.
Absolutely. And I certainly want to offer our condolences on behalf of me, my family, and all our listeners. Our condolences to the Autograph family. Randy Rand was a super sweet guy, man. Jimmy, I'm going to speak to you again very soon, right now. Brand new from Autograph, featuring founding member Randy Rand on the bass, Mark Weiland on the drums, my buddy Simon Daniels on vocals, and of course, the Southpaw, Jimmy Bell on guitar. This ain't the place I want to be, on the streets of rock and roll. Brand new from Autograph. You're right where you belong on the streets of rock and roll. And I'll be right back with my special guest, Wolf Hoffman from Accept.
Hey guys, this is Wolf Hoffman from Accept, and you're on the streets of rock and roll with Ron Keel.
Too Mean to Die, title track to the latest album from Accept, and I'm joined on the phone by founding member and lead guitarist, Wolf Hoffman. Hello, Wolf. It's great to speak to you again. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, man. Long time no see. How's it been, my man?
It's been great, man. After 46 years and all the changes we've seen in the world, in the music business, in the lineup, for Accept, you guys are still kicking ass. You might be one of the nicest guys in metal, but it seems like you and the band really are too mean to die.
Seems like that. We're the German robots. We're indestructible, my man. So even a pandemic can't kill us.
That's fantastic. We're all happy about that. And the big news is the band is about to embark on your first American tour in 10 years. That's got to be very exciting for both the band and the fans.
That's correct. Yeah, we're super excited. As you know, we've done selected gigs over the years here and there, but we have never done a full-blown U.S. tour like we used to do in the good old days. And we really told our booker, man, if we're going to go out, we really like to stay out and go from town to town and see everybody and do these hit these places again that we haven't been to in a long time. So, yeah, we're super excited.
The U.S. leg of the Accept Too Mean to Die tour kicks off in Nashville September 29th. Tickets and details are all on the website, acceptworldwide.com. There are meet and greet packages available as well. And like you said, it's been 10 years since you did a full-blown tour, but I recall seeing you at one of those one-off shows in my neck of the woods, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, for a show in 2016.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that show, actually. It was great fun. Yeah, but, you know, we really like to go out on the road and tour, play every night. As you know, you get into a certain groove, and it's really fun to stay in the zone rather than just doing a one-off or two-off and then going back to your normal life. So it's really fun to be out on the road and stay in character, so to say.
Absolutely. I do recall that concert. It was a fantastic show, and I think it was the loudest concert I've ever been to. You know, Wolf, I was part of the management team at that venue. I was doing the radio show there and part of the entertainment team, and I had a hand in the design of that sound system. And the whole time you guys are on stage, I kept telling my tech staff, I said, man, it's going to blow. They're going to blow up the PA. It did not blow up, but man, I was close.
We came close, huh? That's the idea.
There were no amplifiers, no amps on stage. It was all direct signal into the sound system.
That's right. We use Kemper amps since, oh my God, forever and ever. And they work fantastic because they sound more consistent. They sound great. We love using them. Yes. And they're like, you know, portable. So it's really the best way for us to bring across what we want to bring across.
I'm speaking with Wolf Hoffman, leader, founder, and guitarist of Accept, touring the U.S. this fall and then across Europe in January and February. Wolf, the itinerary says the tour includes back-to-back dates in Russia and the Ukraine, literally from Moscow to Kiev in a matter of days. Given the current situation over there, how do those dates even happen?
I don't think they will, to be honest. I think that info must be a bit outdated. See, that tour was originally planned for 2020, way before any of the pandemic or that Ukraine war ever happened. So, of course, we were planning to go to Russia and the Ukraine like we always do because we've got a great number of fans over there. And I think given the current situation, we will no longer be able to do that, which is a shame because, I mean, metal fans are here and there over there. And, you know, why do they get punished for all this? I wish we could still go, but we can't. It's
Understood.
Just unfortunate.
Yeah, I did see that on the itinerary and thought that was probably a long shot. Now, a new recording deal with Napalm Records. When can we expect the 17th album from Accept?
Yeah, I know. Everybody's asking for it, but by God, we've just made the last album and we haven't even properly toured for it. So I gotta, you know, ask for a bit of patience there. We signed the deal knowing that it will be a while before we can make a new album. Because, I mean, we need a little time to write these songs and to record everything. And also our producer, Andy Sneap, he's partly to blame for any delays because he's in a band called Judas Priest now.
That's right.
So they are touring all the time. So we can only record or work with him when he's available, which, you know, we'll have to check his schedule. But so anyhow, probably sometime next year, we'll start the whole process of recording. And it might get released next year, but I can't promise anything. I know it's in the pipeline, but we'll have to wait and see.
Well, we're all waiting and still certainly enjoying Too Mean to Die. Obviously, you're going to be very busy for the next 6 months touring the world. I remember your first headline tour of the U.S. supporting that legendary album, Metal Heart, when your opening act was a young band called Keel, and we'll always be forever grateful for that opportunity, man.
I remember that tour. That was fantastic, wasn't it?
It was, man. Very memorable for us and the fans. We still get fans every day posting their ticket stubs and flyers from that tour. Do you remember where we were 37 years ago today?
Oh, hell no. Do you? Did you look it up?
I did. I cheated. We were in East Troy, Michigan at the Alpine Valley Music Theater.
Oh, Alpine Valley. You know, I actually do remember that venue because we played there many times, and it was always a good experience because they had a golf course there and some sort of resort area. That was fantastic. I do remember that, actually. Wow. Yeah. Alpine Valley. Go figure.
37 years ago today, man. It was a fantastic memory for us. And then 12 years later, 1997, I'm at a country band in Nashville, and the manager had set up a photo session for us, and we walked into this photo studio in downtown Nashville, and there's Wolf Hoffman taking the photos.
How about that? I do remember that also. I still, well, if I dig hard enough, I can probably still find the negatives or the pictures of it somewhere in my archive. But to be quite honest, I've retired from being a photographer. I enjoyed it for many, many years, especially during the time that Accept was not active in service. I really enjoyed being a photographer because it was a creative job in a way, you know, and I really loved it. But it was always my second love in life, oddly enough. I never felt quite the same passion and satisfaction that I do when I get when I'm on stage or recording albums and such. But during that time, Accept was at a standstill, and I figured that's the second best thing I can do in life. And I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed working with you guys.
You continue to use that talent for the visual arts with some stunning videos from Accept through the years. My personal favorite is Stampede, with those spectacular landscapes and strong performances from the band, and the very cinematic clip from last year, The Undertaker, which is a great six-minute movie with an epic soundtrack.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, we enjoyed making that. That actually happened during the pandemic, so we couldn't be. It happened in two parts of the world. The main part was shot in Poland, of all places, and we were shooting some scenes here in Nashville, and they were later on stitched together, but we couldn't actually travel during that time.
I encourage everyone to subscribe to the YouTube channel, Accept Tube. Accept is on all the major social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and of course, all those links and the tour dates can be found easily at acceptworldwide.com. Wolf Hoffman on the line. Is there anything that I missed? Anything that you want to touch on or comment on or say that I haven't addressed already?
Yeah, we got exciting news as far as the lineup is concerned. We are actually playing with three guitar players now. So we're six guys in the band. And I tell you, it sounds killer. And it all happened, like so many things in life, by coincidence. We found a great guitar player. His name is Phil Schaus. He joined us on our last tour in Europe for an orchestral tour that we did because our other guitar player was not available. So he was a stand-in or sit-in on that tour. And he turned out to be such a fantastic player and super nice guy that we decided to keep him on even after Uwe came back and we did regular Accept shows. And we've played in this lineup all summer long in Europe on a large festival run that we did. And it sounds killer. You know, now we can do even more parts from the album. And, you know, sometimes we riff all three on the same riff. Sometimes we play twin leads and a rhythm guitar player in the back. And it's killer. I really love it. So we're going to bring that lineup to the States.
I'm all for it, man. I've always been a fan of that triple axe attack. We did it in Kiel with Mark Ferrari, Brian Jay, and myself playing guitar. I love how you can add the voicings of the chords, the multiple rhythms, and, like you said, have a strong rhythm guitar while you're doing a harmony solo.
Exactly. So it's really nothing that, I mean, it doesn't really change dramatically, but it definitely adds a certain sparkle and a certain dimension to the whole sound. And it's a hell of a lot more fun for us on stage, too.
So I can imagine.
Definitely, yeah, it just adds, really does.
And I don't know how long this drummer has been with you. Chris, I got the chance to jam with him in Nashville last year. Great guy and fantastic musician.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he was just here 10 minutes before, and I kicked him out of the house. I said, dude, I got to do an interview now. I'm actually here at the studio, the band house right now, where we record and do everything.
That is
so
awesome.
I said, I've got to do this interview, but he's a super, super nice guy and an amazing drummer for sure.
Absolutely, man. You have continued to surround yourself with amazing musicians and a fantastic singer in Mark and kept the Accept legend alive. The U.S. leg of the tour, once again, kicks off in Nashville September 29th. Again, go to acceptworldwide.com. Great website with all of the cool links to the social media. Like I said, meet and greet packages available as well. Wolf Hoffman, thanks so much for the great music, the friendship, the memories, and for joining us on the Streets of Rock and Roll this week.
You got it, my friend. As always, been a great pleasure. I hope to see you in person very soon, my friend.
New rock is on the horizon from RFK Media. Live the Rock, Volume 1. 15 songs we love from artists we believe in. Featuring RFK Media recording artists The Fifth, Crashing Wayward, Ron Keel Band, also Pamela Moore, D.B. Bryant, Deirdre, Zam Trip, In Theory, Dogbone featuring Brian J. and Dwayne Miller from Keel, from Australia, Sisters Doll, from Germany, Snakebite, from Brazil, Night Stinger, and special guest from Dead Metal Show, Don Jameson, and the new single from RFK All-Stars, American Thunder. Pre-order your copy of Live the Rock now at livetherock.com.
This is Cage Willis, and I'm on the streets of rock and roll with Ron Keel.
Since the day it was given to me, by the sweat of my brow, I get by the skin of my teeth. Well, my back, it is tired, but this fire in my heart never dies. Well, I'm praying for rain, and I pray so the Lord.
New artist Cage Willis, billed as Southern Rock / Alternative Outlaw. I love it. Find him online at cagewillis.com. You know I love that kind of stuff. The HBO show Peacemaker has been doing their part to keep classic old school rock and metal in the mainstream. I confess, I haven't seen it. I don't have HBO. I pride myself on being one of the hardest working people in the entertainment business, and time is tight. If you got time to watch HBO, you ain't busy enough, but I support any show that supports the music we love. So from the HBO show Peacemaker, here's new music from Wigwam. Do you want to taste it? Why not?
Straight through the stars on that flying thing. battle here. Gotta go hit that ride to the setting sun. I gotta leave this mess behind. Gotta cruise from the blues, got a life to find. What you need is then to read on a dotted line. Welcome to the show.
Find the Metal Cowboy online at ronkeel.com.
We get a little wet, but we keep on rocking.
A little insight into how I construct the playlist each week. I get hundreds of emails, literally bombarded with new music. I try to listen to as much as I can. I download the tracks, hit the space bar. Sometimes I pull the plug immediately if I know it doesn't fit the format or if I don't like it. Sometimes I let it go through the first verse, maybe the first chorus, and sometimes when it's really good, I listen to the whole song, and then when it's done, I listen to it again all the way through. This next cut is one of those. My friends, Zamtrip from Rock Springs, Wyoming, Zamtrip.com, Z-A-M-T-R-I-P, Zamtrip.com, and their latest single, Fade.
Yeah!
Zam Trip, Fade. What a killer song. Vocalist Samantha Newman, and the male vocal on that track is Neil Middleton from Royal Bliss. Well, we talked about this in my interview with Wolf Hoffman. I highly recommend watching the video for this track on YouTube. This is The Undertaker by Accept.
Undertaker.
I am your Undertaker on the streets of rock and roll. And just like that, another epic edition of the streets of rock and roll gets buried 6 foot deep. But it has been one hell of a ride. Thank you for listening. As always, find me online at ronkeel.com. Follow me on social media at Ron Keel. Next week on the show, my special guest will be Blackie Lawless as Wasp gets ready for their big 40th anniversary tour. Until then, live the rock, Sheldon!